Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you very much for joining me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. And as I have mentioned earlier in the hour, my voice is just a little bit off today because of just a touch of laryngitis, not a full case. So thank you for putting up with me. I appreciate it very much. But you're going to be glad you did, because we have Dr. Jane Cameron and Dr. Jean Wilcox with us. They are two of our top branding experts in the Brain Trust, and they're the authors of Abelard's ABCs of Branding. And they have some new stuff to talk to us about today. Hi, Jane.
Hi.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
It's good to have you here.
Okay.
You're pretty excited about it, too, I can tell.
Yep, I'm pretty excited.
Hi, Jean. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
There you go.
And I'm really glad to be here.
I can always count on you, Jean.
I'm more awake in the morning.
Take another drink, cup of coffee there, Jane.
Yeah, I think I need a second cup of coffee here.
Hey, Jane, work with me. We're going into the bonus round now. You're going to have to pick up the pace a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, so what is new about branding these days, ladies?
Well, we have, as you know, we've written the book, Abelard's ABCs of Branding, which reduces the, you know, branding down to 26 basic concepts. And in updating that and putting it on the web in an electronic book, we decided that some of the letters needed to be adjusted from what we've learned over the past few years in doing branding. And so what's new is N is now for networking, which is so important.
What was it before?
Before it was NEAT, N-E-A-T.
NEAT. Oh, yeah.
In all of the different meanings
good
of the word.
Good change.
So now it's for networking, which is really important for small businesses, because that's how you get the word out. That's how you get to be known. And then E has changed. E used to be economical. And E is now for expectations. Decided that economical could be covered by F, which is feasible. And really, branding is all about setting expectations that you can meet.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other change was for W, which used to be for well-rounded.
A term my wife makes me promise that I'll never use when describing her.
Yes. How do you look, dear? Well, you're well-rounded today.
I can say she's accomplished. I just can't say she's well-rounded.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord. So, anyway, where was I?
So, N-E-W. W now is not well-rounded. Now W is?
Words.
Words.
Because the words that you use to promote your brand are really critical, and you have to think about that, because not every word means the same thing to every person.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be careful what you say.
Well, you know, this whole concept of branding is something, as you ladies know, that I encourage small business owners. We try to do something on branding at least once a week, and some kind of discussion on it with someone. Even if I don't have a branding interview in this week, I'll make somebody else talk about it, you know, who doesn't even talk about branding. Yeah. Because I think it's just such an important thing. It needs to be in everything that we do, doesn't it? I mean, every aspect, every single element, every task, every thought that we have about our business should include some branding component, shouldn't it?
Well, it is in everything you do, whether you conscious of that or not. And so you need to make it conscious in everything you do.
So, yeah, exactly. It's there, and which brings us back, Jane, to what we've all said before in the past is that either you can define your brand.
Right.
Right.
It will get, your brand will get defined. So the decision is whether you're going to define it or whether you're going to let it happen the way you let weeds grow up in your garden.
Right. That's exactly, that's beautiful, Jim.
That's a really good analogy.
You're either going to have a brand that's a garden or a weed garden or a brand that's a good garden.
See, you ladies have taught me well. I used to never use feminine metaphors years ago. You know, I would 10 years ago I would have come up with some kind of a football metaphor. But you know, I've learned about the garden from you ladies.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we've had some kind of impact here.
I really like the garden, Jim.
Yeah, I know you do, but you wouldn't have liked my football analogy, though, would you?
I like football, too.
Oh, you do? Okay, all right.
Oh, yeah.
Stand by, ladies. We're going to take a quick break. We got Dr. Jane and Dr. Jean here, and we'll be right back after these messages, 20 after, having a great time talking about branding. Stay with us.
Walking down the street one day. Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Put on your red dress, baby.
My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Smallbusinessadvocate.com is where you can listen to the show, and you can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can check out our blog. You can listen to thousands of archives of past interviews. You can read thousands of articles. Check on all of our Brain Trust members. All of that's there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then, of course, we have our knowledge base, which is askjim.biz, askjim.biz. And that's B-I-Z, and that's where you can get your small business questions answered right now. So check that out when you get a chance. And both of those websites are free. You can, thanks to our corporate partners, you can go there and we'll let you in, and you can just hang out and use it to your advantage. Gene Wilcox and Jane Cameron are the authors of Abelard's ABCs of Branding. They're all over both of our websites and very prominently displayed there, the work that they provided and the resources that they've been to us over the last several years. We appreciate very much. Now, Gene, you guys have a new website too, don't you?
And it's very simple. It's abelardsabcs.com. So all you have to do is learn how to spell Abelard's, which is ABELLARDSABCS.com.
Abelard's ABCs with an S?
With an S.
.com. And now, what's new about the website?
What's new about the website is, well, there's a lot more sheep shots. There's a lot more cow tips. Every page now has a cow tip, which is something that you should watch out for so it doesn't sneak up and get you. And then, as we mentioned earlier, there's three new words. And eventually there is going to be a lot of backup information on this website, little stories and articles about what does it mean when we say that words are important.
Right.
Well, you can click on a link that will take you to an article which talks about words and especially cross-culturally, you know, different words mean different things to different people.
Talk to us, Jane, about why networking, what networking has to do with branding, because that's the new word for N in the alphabet, in the branding alphabet. So what does networking have to do with branding?
Well, one of the things that happens when you network is you rely on other people to understand and make recommendations to their contacts about your business. And if you don't have a clear concept of what it is your business does and why it's good, that is your brand message, they can't do that very well.
Or they'll do it badly.
Yeah, or they'll do it badly, or they'll do it wrong.
That's the reason it's important to get your brand message into a very concise and very intuitive short few words, isn't it?
Yes, is so that other people can basically help you get your message out.
You have to help them help you, don't you, Gene?
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do. And the other part of networking is that it's not just about what you say when you go to networking, but it's what do you do? How do you behave? because, as we've talked about so many times, your message and your image are really important. But how that message and image are presented is even more important, because we form judgments in our head, you know, in a few seconds when we see somebody. But, you know, we look at their appearance, we look at how they're behaving, and if it doesn't jive with what we think is the right way to do things, we're going to, you know, there'll be a little slant in our minds in how we think about that person.
Humans are very judgmental, aren't we?
Yes, oh, we yeah. are, and
we,
very
we
quickly.
We leap to conclusions, don't we?
Yes, we do a lot of leaping.
Yeah, and frequently at an unconscious level.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to start to become very aware of what's taking place that we're not even conscious of.
Right.
Right. So, all right, so that's networking. What about the E?
E is about expectations.
Yeah.
And this one's really critical for any business, not just small business, that your brand is all about setting an expectation among your target audience in terms of what you're going to deliver. You tell them we're the best at this, or our product does, you know, this, you know, this better than anybody else, or our service is, you know, the best you're ever going to get. Well, then if what you deliver to your customers isn't the best or doesn't match up with what you've promised them, then they're going to be disappointed. So the key is that you have to set the definition of value is that value happens when what people experience is greater than what they've expected.
Mm-hmm.
So expectations are really, really critical.
I had I heard a political operative over the weekend. It doesn't matter who it was, because I think what he said is pretty universal. He said one of the keys to his success was identifying what the opposing candidate demonstrated, what they held out to be their strongest points, their strongest case for being elected. Find out what those things are. And then go find out if they're really that strong, as strong as they say they are.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if you find out that they're not, then you go after that. Well, consumers, our customers, are doing that all the time, aren't they? We say we're one thing. They give us a chance. If we don't perform, they're going to make that judgment, aren't they? And they're not going to vote for us. They're going to go somewhere else.
Right, and they're going to their vote really is going to count, because it means they're not going to buy our product or service.
That's exactly right. Stand by. We're going to talk a little bit more about expectations, and we're going to talk about the W after these messages, which is for words. Tintil, Dr. Gene Cameron. I'm sorry, Dr. Gene Wilcox and Dr. Jane Cameron are our guests. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friends Dr. Jane Cameron and Dr. Gene Wilcox, the authors of Abelard's ABCs of Branding, and we're talking about three new letters in the branding alphabet that they've created. They've changed the representation of three of the letters, N, E, and W. It was just an accident, they tell me. That's their story, and they're sticking to it. It just so happened, it worked out like that. I don't believe that for a minute, but it doesn't matter. We're talking about expectations, Gene, when we went to the break, and expectations come in many forms, don't they? It comes from what we tell people, what we hold out ourselves out to be, and make people expect. And it also comes from their paradigm of what we should look like, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah. And it gets into, I could talk for days on this subject, because it really gets down to where our own experience, where we come from, which is factors, you know, our family, our the society that we live in, the environment that we live in, everything impacts how we look at the world. And so our expectations are different depending on who we are, which plays into why we change W to words, because words are such a big part of that.
Well, and Jane, we have to keep checking our position more now than ever before, it seems to me, because, you know, as I've told my audience many times before, it's okay to fall in love with what you do. You just can't fall in love with how you do it.
That's true.
People are still buying shoestrings after all these years, but they buy them differently than they used to. They think about how to get them differently. And so we have to look around at what else is going on in the marketplace and make sure that our presentation isn't falling behind, isn't becoming outdated.
That's absolutely true. Both our presentation and basically our products.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because with your shoestrings actually bring to mind one of the big trends that's happening is that the variety of what's being offered is now huge.
Yep.
You know, because when we were young, there weren't a lot of different kinds of shoestrings.
A lot of different kinds of shoes.
There was basically brown, black, and white, and that was kind of it. And now there's fat ones and thin ones and long ones and ribbon ones and,
right.
And so that variety is one of the things, too, that we all have to capture.
Absolutely. But the words, we have to because we are a verbal species, we use words, we have the written and the spoken language, thank God, and that's what sets us apart from the other animals primarily. But so words are important, aren't they, Jean?
Words are critical. And again, it gets down to, I mean, Jane and I have had this between us. I was trying to remember the word. There was one word that we were having a conversation, and we realized that something wasn't just right, and then we realized that I was using a word in a way that meant something to me, which was not at all what the word meant to her. And so you have to, and a lot of people, when we're developing our marketing messages, we use the words that we're comfortable with because we know intimately what's involved in our product or service.
And sometimes it's jargon, and that's the kiss of death.
Right, and you get that out into the marketplace, and nobody knows what you're talking about.
Right.
Or sometimes it's highly regional.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, it's highly regional, and it's cultural.
Right. You know,
I mean, a friend of mine works for a company called Business Card Express, and she, every once in a while, will send me business cards that she gets that she thinks it would be, you know, interesting material for talking about branding. And she sent me one, and the name of the company was Jihad Automotive.
Oh, no.
And now, when you look up the word jihad in the dictionary, it means striving for excellence in the name of God.
Yeah.
But
that's not
I
what
would
it's
bet
beca-
you that
not...
most people in this country would not want to go to an automotive company with that name.
No. You gotta, no. No, that would that's a mistake, no question about it. Jean, give us that website, the newly restructured website. Give it to us, please.
It's abulardsabcs.com. So abulardsabcs.com.
Check it out when you get a chance. The book is called Abelard's ABCs of Branding, and it's a good one. I recommend it to you, of course. Jean and Jane, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Bye, Jane.
Bye-bye, Jim.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.